God's promises for the future. Words from Jesus.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. Ephesians 1, 3 and 4. You have labored in my fields for a long time. You've hidden my promises for the future in your heart. And you've let these spur you on through the everyday trials and difficulties of life. Your patience and faith will be rewarded, and you will see my promises fulfilled in you. So let your heart leap with joy as you zoom out from today's struggles to ponder on the future fulfillment of my promises. What you have been praying for, working toward, and hoping would happen has begun, and one day will be fulfilled. You have seen throughout your life how things you thought were not possible have become reality, and how obstacles you felt could never be conquered were overcome as you continued to go out in my name to reach others for my kingdom. These are the days when I write in my great book the testament of your love for me. The fervor of my children to win the world for me will set the stage for the final days, when the downpour of my spirit will be felt in every nation. The world will then come to know the power of my spirit that dwells richly in my children. The fulfillment of my promises will come to pass through you, not by you. It will be my spirit pouring through you in great measure. My strength is made perfect in your weakness, for my grace is sufficient for you. That's my promise to you. As you seek to dwell in my presence, to search for and find my will, and to feed deeply from my word so that you might decrease, I will increase within you. As you continue to place your trust in me for the obstacles and challenges you encounter, your faith will grow in proportion to the challenges. The harder and tougher things get, the more you'll feel my grace and energy within you, motivating you toward the final goal. All the trials and challenges of this life and the weights and sins that have sought to beset you will melt away in my presence. In your weakness, you will be made strong. My spirit will be apparent even through the gifts of weakness and dependence upon me. There is great power in weakness when it makes room for my strength. For a witness. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24, 14. My children have been entrusted with the job of preaching the gospel to all the world, and through this, ushering in the last days and my return. Though the commission is great and the job is daunting, my spirit in you will give you the strength and power to accomplish your part of the mission. I promise to be with you always, even to the ends of the earth. I have called you to let your light shine brightly, so people will see my light and have the opportunity to know the truth and be saved. I have called you to be like a strong tower in the midst of an intense storm. The winds and rains may rage about you, but your tower is built on the rock, and nothing will be able to topple it. Many people in the world will be lost as they are tossed about in the sea of darkness. However, your light will guide and rescue those who embrace the light and allow it to lift them above the waves that try to overwhelm them. I promised in my word that I would give you a mouth and wisdom that no man will be able to resist or contradict. My Spirit will speak through you at those moments when you are called to be a witness. You will be an enduring testimony of my Spirit, and you will reflect my light. My Spirit instills in you the love for souls and the conviction to witness and reach the lost. This will cause you to look outward to the need instead of inward at your problems and difficulties. Of all the people of the earth, you are among those whom I have chosen to reflect my light and truth and to share the truth in the dark days that are coming. The callings of God are without repentance, and I will perfect the good work that I have started in you. In the days to come, I will lead you to speak and minister in situations and to people that you would not have otherwise encountered, to be my voice to them, my love reaching out to them and showing them the path to salvation. Open Road to Heaven. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. Proverbs 4:18. There is an open road ahead of you, all the way to heaven. I am your traveling companion, and I know every twist and turn of your path. You see problems and limitations impeding your progress, no matter which direction you look. But your vision is ever so limited. All I ask of you is to take the next small step, refusing to give up, refusing to stop trusting me. Your life is truly a faith walk, and I am absolutely faithful. I am the way to the Father in heaven. Remember how much I had to suffer in order to open up the path of life for you. No one else will ever have to endure what I went through. When you are struggling, simply take the next step and thank me for clearing the way before you, all the way to heaven. I am the light of the world. My followers will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Even though there is much darkness in this world, you always have access to me, so you are never in total darkness. The trail before you may look obscure, especially as it disappears into the future. You would like it to be floodlit so you could anticipate what's up ahead. But I tell you, I am enough. I am with you, and I also go before you, illuminating the way. Your assignment is to trust me and follow the light I provide. No matter how dim it may seem, it is sufficient for your journey through today. Someday you will be with me in heaven, and there you will see my light in all its glory. Darkness will be a thing of the past, and you will see everything clearly. There will be no more night. You will not need the light of a lamp or of the sun, for I will give you light beyond anything you can imagine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.